you know, too, is I think it'll be one of those special places. You know, we do a lot of sports parks, and we know how to do that really well. This is going to be an area just for children and for adults alike, where you'll have, you know, from seniors all the way through, we'll have places for them to walk. We're going to have a history walk over in the one area that that people can go through and get a little bit of history as they walk through to see how the city of Avon has developed. And then from that point, you're going to have an area that, you know, no one had before. It's like when I grew up, you had an area kids could run through the woods and get dirty and play in. So we have that area that's going to be over there too. And then you'll have an area that strictly is kind of a playground area. And you know, we've got more land, so hopefully as people see fit to maybe sell pieces to the city, that we'll add to this, and it'll just continue to grow.
What was the inspiration for it?
You know, for me, the inspiration was our children. That when we look out, you know, our kids are playing on video. And so, you know, I looked at my first thing was, hey, let's put a pool in. And then you said, hey, let's do something that's more for not just the city of Avon, but surrounding communities. And this area will be open for anybody. And like I said, we did children of all strengths or weaknesses or anything else. They can all come together in one area and play together. Because I think that we all know that children don't know, I don't think, disabilities like, you know, adults. We have a preset in our mind what it's supposed to, but kids will play together. And they'll have a lot of fun. So, you know, being part of the library where we can do educational things along with it, I think just adds to that special place.
You mentioned the health department's grant. How important was that? And what about the overall funding for the project?
You know, the grant was huge, because I think that's that initial piece that, you know, when you can put $42,000 in a piece of property and put some trails and walking area, you know, once people see what's available, I think that they'll want to give. And the financing part is through, you know, the French Creek Foundation is spearheading that, and so we're getting donations that are coming in there, and they'll go right into this area. But, you know, like I said, taxpayers' money, it's going to be very little, except for maybe some infrastructure parts where things that we can do to get it prepared for.
And will this be completed in phases, or what's your timeline?
You know, we think it's going to be phases. We think probably 3 years. I know that we've reached out to Lowe's, and they've always said, hey, we'll come in and help put some pieces in there, and they'll get their crew to build some things. So we hope back in the wooded area that's open where kids will run and play, there's a spot for, you know, like a bird's nest, so kids can go in there. So those little things that don't cost a lot of money, we hope we can add those things earlier, and then you'll get other things, pieces later on.